This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Brasilia today. Mr. Modi arrived in Brasilia last night on a state visit after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. The Prime Minister was given a warm welcome by the members of the Indian diaspora as he arrived in the Brazil capital. Touched by the gesture, PM Modi described it as a memorable welcome while hailing the diaspora for staying connected with their roots. The Prime Minister said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive in a social media post. Mr. Modi said they had extensive deliberations at the BRICS summit. He complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with world leaders will also boost India's friendship with various nations. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, said the two countries are expected to sign 4 agreements.
After the talks, we are hoping to sign 4 agreements /MOUs between the two countries, namely on renewable energy, counterterrorism, agricultural research cooperation between ICAR, which is Indian Council for Agricultural Research, and Embrapa of Brazil, and also exchange and mutual protection of confidential information.
On the final leg of his 5-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow on the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to Namibia and the 3rd ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia. Our correspondent reports that the visit is aimed at expanding the scope of bilateral relationship and explore new areas of cooperation in various key sectors such as hydrocarbons, rare earth materials and unified payment interoperability, among others. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that BRICS is a vital platform for advancing inclusive multilateralism, and especially when global institutions are facing a crisis. Addressing the BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Rio de Janeiro yesterday, she highlighted India's demonstrated resilience through a combination of strong domestic demand, prudent macroeconomic management, and targeted fiscal measures. Trump has announced to impose a 25% tariff on goods imported from Japan and South Korea starting August the 1st. Trump imposed steep tariffs on 5 additional countries, Myanmar, Laos, South Africa, Kazakhstan, and Malaysia, as part of his ongoing effort to correct trade imbalances. He said the U.S. is ready to continue trade despite having a significant trade deficit with them, but it will be more fair and balanced trade. India abstained from voting on the United Nations General Assembly UNGA resolution on the situation in Afghanistan and noted that a business-as-usual approach without new and targeted initiatives is unlikely to deliver the outcomes the international community envisions for the Afghan people. India's permanent representative to the UN, Parvathaneni Harish, while delivering the explanation of the vote on the UNGA resolution, said India is closely monitoring the security situation in Afghanistan. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha today. In the United States, the death toll from a devastating flood in central Texas rose past 100 as the chance of finding more survivors faded on the 4th day of search. The majority of those killed were in Kerr County, where 28 children have died at the Camp Mystic Camp, a Christian all-girls summer camp. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading nearly flat in forenoon trade today as lack of clarity on the US-India trade deal weighed on market sentiment. The 30-share BSE Sensex dipped marginally by 17 points to 83,425. NSE Nifty 50 declined 25 points to 25,437 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.